Hello, everybody. Well, Putin has chickened out of the meeting that he demanded with Zelensky a few days ago. He said, I'm going to be in Turkey, Zelensky meet me there. It was megaphone diplomacy. So Volodymyr Zelensky called Putin's bluff by actually going to Turkey saying, all right, I'm here, meet me then. And then the Russians wouldn't confirm that was happening. So why did Putin do this? He thought that that Zelensky wouldn't go. And then Putin could say, oh, look, you see, this is Zelensky's bad faith. No, it's Putin's bad faith. He didn't even show up to the meeting that he demanded. So he says he's afraid of assassination. Yeah, this is, well, I mean, this is for the guy who's assassinated all people, sorts of people at home and abroad, sent dozens of people to assassinate Zelensky right at the beginning of the war. Now, the Turks wouldn't dare let anything happen to him. They would fear the consequences from Russia if that were to happen. So, I mean, it is, you know, 90 years since a head of state has been assassinated whilst visiting a foreign country. That was King Alexander of Yugoslavia in about 1936. Anyway, so this is not happening, and it shows that Putin's obviously unserious about peace. And now, then he's saying that whatever, Zelensky's a clown. No, Putin's a clown. He's the one looking foolish as usual. He's the one who's been caught out telling these blatant lies. Clown without any sense of humour whatsoever. With a completely false perspective for his basis for his war in Ukraine. Other things about Putin, a loser. Well, he's losing this war. The war's going to be over in 2 days. 2 days. Over 3 years on, and it's still not over, despite having massive advantages in every single sector, in artillery, in infantry, in armour, in aviation, and so forth. All right, not an element of surprise. In the Navy, and they still haven't managed to win. And indeed, a tiny segment of Russian territory is still under Ukrainian military occupation, not been able to drive them out. Goodness. So Zelensky is there, has proved his good faith and met President Erdogan of Turkey, chance to meet with some Ukrainian diplomats, fly the flag and so on, and actually keep it in the news. So Putin doesn't see Zelensky as his equal, wants to deal with the big boys, try to claim that Ukraine doesn't exist as a nation, that is really just an emanation of the United States, and obviously been proved wrong again. Now, Donald Trump said he would go if it would help. In fact, he's not going, and so forth. So Putin sent a lower-level delegation. It looks like Zelensky's going to refuse to meet them. He could have some of his other diplomatic team meet them, but not Zelensky himself. This is going to be head of state to head of state, and it's not happening. So Putin is trying to string out the war because he thinks that things are going his way. But really, in a way, they're not. I cannot believe they still haven't taken Pokrovsk. I thought Russia was going to take that 3 months ago. Russia, they're moving more forces to Finland. Not huge numbers, not a lot of assets. So I was thinking, would they try some incursion? They wouldn't be mad enough to do that, would they? But it looks like they're not. I mean, maybe more defensive, because in Putin's paranoid worldview that NATO really might attack him and so on. Of course, it's close to his hometown, St. Petersburg. So, and the thing about Putin not showing up is maybe, just maybe, Trump will finally get the message that really is Putin is the problem here. He says he'll do things and he doesn't do them. He's unreliable. He's completely untrustworthy, and so forth. So Zelensky can jet back and have some of his subordinates meet the Russian delegation led by Minsky, one of the guys who was supposed to, who was leading Russian delegations early in the war, meeting mostly in Turkey, sometimes in Belarus, with the Ukrainians to see if they could thrash out a peaceful solution. So Putin is stringing it out. Now, this could go either way. I mean, if Trump had any sense, and that's a very unsafe assumption, the scales would fall from his eyes that he's been played by Putin. And the only way to end the war is to ramp up the sanctions and the military aid to Ukraine. So it's so painful for Russia that Russia has to end the war. Russia's not retreated from its maximalist demands, that Ukraine would reduce its armed forces. I mean, why would you do that when you're right beside an extremely hostile, ultra-aggressive country with absolutely no regard for international law, humanitarian law, human life, common decency, morality, honour, honesty, or anything like that? Has murdered its own civilians by the thousands in Chechnya, holds political prisoners by the thousand, uses torture on a very wide scale and so on, and openly threatens nuclear war against countries that are not actually fighting against it, like the United Kingdom. So you'd really need your head examined if you were going to reduce your defences one whit, and that Ukraine would recognise Russian sovereignty over the illegally annexed regions, and Russia doesn't even control all of the regions, except in the case of of Crimea, of the five regions they've claimed, there's only one that they fully control is Crimea, and so forth. So Putin has not been able to make the facts on the ground match his theory that these are part of Russia's sovereign territory. So yeah, although Russia can certainly sustain the war through 2025, you should bear in mind that it is economically painful, more painful than they admit. They claim the inflation rate is 9%. How come your key rate is 21%? It suggests that their inflation rate is about double what they admit it is. Their, you know, economic growth is up to 4% of GDP. It's more like 2% of GDP. Still surprising. And the thing is, when the war ends, that's up to 1 million soldiers going to be demobilized. And some of them will let out of prison. A lot of them are traumatized, will have post-traumatic stress disorder. And that would just be a crime tsunami. How do you integrate these people back into civilian life? And, you know, when they really had a totalitarian system in the Soviet Union, it was actually quite difficult after 1945. It's one of the stories they didn't like to tell. Their total control of the media. So that was a problem for them. And there could be mass unemployment. Now, there's a bit of a labor shortage now. In the short term, that might be good because they can fill some of these labor gaps. But there might not be jobs for all of them. And obviously, Putin's racist policies are making it work worse for him by all this xenophobia, by this police brutality towards Central Asian guest workers. Fewer of them are coming, and they often do menial jobs. So he's stored up a lot of problems for himself. They can't keep this war economy going forever. They're lacking in armed personnel carriers and infantry fighting vehicles. So when troops in their battle taxis go the last few hundred meters or kilometers to attack a Ukrainian trench or something, going by motorbikes to try and get over as much of no man's land as possible before dismounting to fight on foot, get there as fast as possible. Motorbikes which can go over very, very muddy terrain. And that's from the Russian high command. They've innovated. Russian commanders much lower down the chain of command have experimented with that with some success. So goodness, so Zelensky has proved his good faith. If he hadn't gone, then Putin, you see, he's the rock in the road, Zelensky. He's the one who's been obstructive, claiming Zelensky's illegitimate. No, it's Putin's illegitimate, has been rigging elections hugely for years, as well as censoring the media so that he gets this carefully curated, uniformly positive, adulatory coverage, where there's little or nothing of his opponents unless it's organized execration. So not surprisingly, it's not that difficult to rig an election when you've got that sort of media environment, whereas Zelensky's won fair and square. And it's true that his electoral term has expired. He's had to extend it because of martial law. The United Kingdom had to do that in the Second World War as well. Well, he only has to have martial law because Russia's illegally invaded him. I mean, Putin, who hasn't won a fair election for years. Now, admittedly, in 2004, he won fair and square because he was genuinely popular. He was still committing murders of Chechen civilians. Now, I know every army commits murders, which is not to say killing an enemy in combat or accidentally killing civilians as part of a proper military attack, but willfully killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians. But Russia does this on a uniquely large scale. It's just endemic. Very, very sad against their own people, Chechens, indigenous ethnic minority Russians. So, yeah, that's it. Russia wants to continue this war. It's unreasonably continue this war. But sadly, Trump might take the other view, is that he would just cut the Ukrainians off dead because he can't get an easy success here. Thanks for watching the channel. Goodbye.